أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm going to do several series. This is the first one for Quran reflection. I highly believe and would like to get everyone reflecting upon Quran, whether it's watching these lectures, watching other lectures, or picking up the Quran itself, which is best for you, and reading several ayats, pondering over them, as there are many hadiths to say that reflecting upon Quran for an hour is worth so many rewards. So, the Quran reflection one. Allah says in the Holy Quran in Surah 6, that is Surah An-Nam, verse 102 to 103, that is Allah your Lord, there is no God but He, the creator of all things, then worship ye Him. And He has power to dispose of all affairs. No vision can grasp Him, but His grasp is over all vision. He is above all comprehension, yet is acquainted with all things. How can we believe in a thing we cannot see? And why doesn't God have a body? So I'd like you guys to reflect upon these questions and other questions, but I'm going to answer these two questions, inshallah, through this lecture. So the basic answer, yes, we can certainly believe in something that we cannot see. We as humans are very limited beings. We can ponder over many examples in the vast world that help to understand that there is certainly a creator, and that this creator is not limited like us. Let's take an example to understand how we can believe in something that we cannot see. We all know that if we were to trip and fall, gravity would pull us to the ground. We cannot see gravity, but we know it is there. Following the same example, we know that if we were to fall and get hurt, I need to go to the doctors would not say, I don't believe you are in pain, because I do not see the pain. Certainly the pain is real, but we cannot see it. Another beautiful example is our intellect. If we see a person pondering, we know he is thinking, but we cannot see his thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world so that we can reflect and come to have a firm belief in our faith. We can be certain that there is a creator who is behind all of this beautiful and vast creation of the universe. On the same hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many examples to know that even though we cannot see him, it doesn't mean that he does not exist. How do we know Allah doesn't have a body? First, let's look at Quran. Same surah that we were talking about, Surah 6, ayat 103. No vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is above all comprehension, yet is acquainted with all things. So clearly, Quran states, he is above anything we can imagine. This includes the body forms. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no body or form. He is not made of matter, and therefore we cannot see him. If he had a body, this would limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a limited being. We are limited beings. We are in need of all things. We need food, water, air. We need life to be sustained. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our sustainer. Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes him, nor sleep. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. This is in Surah 2, ayat 120 or 255. Surah 2, ayat 255. Also in the Holy Quran, in Surah 57, ayat 4, and Allah is seer of what ye do. Allah knows, sees all we do. He therefore cannot have a body, or else he would be in one place at a specific time, and that limits him. We also know that Allah does not have eyes, as again, that is a limited thing. We can take an example of this, the eyes. If I look forward, I cannot see behind me. I would have to turn my whole body to see what is behind me. Allah would be limited if we said that, astaghfirullah, that he had eyes. Because that would mean he can only see so much. He'd be limited. And we know that Allah is not limited. So that's an example to say that Allah, you know, doesn't actually have the eyes. He is the seer of all things. But he doesn't have the eye body form like we do. So we can conclude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. We know that even though we cannot see him, does not mean he is not there, because there are many things in this world that we cannot see, but we know it is real. Also, we know through reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have a body, because this would limit him, and he is not limited, but we are. In Nahjul Balagh, this is letters and sermons and short sayings from Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the previous answer is very easy answer, so that we can come to start to reflect on how Allah is not limited, but we are. For more deeper look into seeing Allah, Thalib al-Yamani asked Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam whether he had seen Allah, when he replied, "Do I worship one whom I have not seen?" Then he inquired, "How have you seen him?" Then Amir al-Mu'mani alayhi salam replied, "Eyes cannot see him face to face, but hearts perceive him through the realities of belief. He is near to things, but not physically contingent. He is far from them, but not physically separated. He is a speaker, but not with reflection. He intends, but not with preparation. He molds, but not with the assistance of limbs. He is subtle, but cannot be attributed with being concealed. He is great, but cannot be attributed with haughtiness. He sees, but cannot be attributed with the sense of sight. He is merciful, but cannot be attributed with weakness of the heart. Faces feel low before his greatness, and hearts tremble out of fear of him."